while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. And that means the fear of God. Whose adorning? If you're a godly woman, let it not be that outward adorning. That says right here, God looks on the outward appearance. So God says, don't fix up the outside with the adorning of the plaiting of hair. That's putting decoration in your hair. Or of wearing of gold. Or of putting on of apparel. But let it be the hidden man of the heart. That means on apparel that's sexy. It ain't talking about just because a dress got flowers in it or a certain color. It's talking about sexy garb. Let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible. Even the ornament, ladies, of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. That's the ornament of a godly woman, a meek and quiet spirit. For after this manner, oh, you've seen it on TV where they doctored up Abraham's wife, Sarah, and they doctored up some of the other ladies of the Bible and had them all adorned and painted up, you know, with paint and gold and all kind of old gaudy apparel. But it's a lie. That's just Hollywood's version. Here's what the New Testament says about the godly women of the Old Testament. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. They didn't wear gold and silver ornaments on their bodies. They didn't paint their eyes or faces. They didn't wear men's apparel or pantsuits. In that mess. They didn't wear shorts or bathing suits. The Bible said all the old godly women dressed just like the New Testament teaches a godly woman to dress. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Then to the husbands, likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. And he's being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. These are Holy Ghost commands to a godly woman in the Church of Jesus Christ under grace, under the Holy Ghost dispensation that we're now living under. My Lord have mercy. People want to say, oh, you're bringing us under the law. These old dumb preachers, ladies and gentlemen, are ruining the church today. It's not my fault. I'm doing everything I can do to change it, to open your eyes, to lead God's people back to his holiness and righteousness, to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But they're telling me the same thing they told Jeremiah. Jeremiah 6:16, thus saith the Lord, stand you in the ways and see. Ladies and gentlemen, get out and look around for a church where there's holiness in evidence. Go around and look up a holiness church. Praise God, where the preacher and his family live it, where the members live it, where it's preached from the pulpit, and nobody can't stand to stay around there unless they live it. Hallelujah. That's the kind of a church you want. Stand in the ways and see. See, there's many ways. The devil's got many ways for you to go. There's many churches for you to go to. There's many preachers to bewitch you and tickle your ears. But the prophet, through God's Spirit, said, go stand out in the ways and look at them. Look at all the ways that preachers are telling you is the way. Then find the old paths. Wherein is the good way? And walk therein so you can find rest for your soul. But what did they tell the prophet? They told the prophet Jeremiah just what they're telling me or any prophet of God today. We'll not walk therein. You know what God said to them? You know what God's going to do with that crowd that rejects them old paths, wherein is a good way? In the 6th chapter of Jeremiah, the last verse, here's what he said. Reprobate silver shall men call them because the Lord hath rejected them. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Without holiness, Hebrews 12:14 says, no man or woman shall see the Lord. Here is God's command to the end-time church in 2 Corinthians 6, beginning in verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. In other words, don't go to a church that's full of idolatry. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light, the light that's in you, with their darkness? And what concord hath Christ in you with that old heathenism that's in that church? Or what part hath he that believeth the truth with them old unbelievers that just half believe the truth? And what agreement hath the temple of God that you are with all them idolaters? For you're the temple of the living God. And ladies and gentlemen, you got to treat them bodies with respect and dress them up in proportion to the amount of holiness that you have on the inside. If you're holy on the inside, it's got to be on the outside. That body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. God will not permit you to doll it up and leave you unchallenged and unpunished. God said, you're the temple of the living God. As God has said, I'll dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them. That old dead, worldly, idolatrous, heathen, conforming church that you go to. God says, come out from it. If you're a real saint of God, come out from among them, saith the Lord, and be ye separate. I'll put it like this. Be ye separated. And touch not that unclean thing that you got right all around you. And I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Also another commandment in closing here from the Holy Ghost in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, is a beautiful commandment here from the Lord, what you're supposed to do about all these heathen conditions that exist in the churches of Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 6 and 2, God said to the man of God, these things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, and that means holiness, that preacher, that pastor is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and they're destitute of the truth. Supposing that gain, that is, supposing that a big church and a big crowd and a lot of money is godliness. God said, from such withdraw thyself. Get out of there. They'll drag you down with them if you stay there, ladies and gentlemen. This message is a warning from the Holy Ghost. It's just not a message. It's just not a sermon. This is a warning from the Holy Ghost to Christ end time saints. And the wisdom that God is sending you in His Spirit in what to do about the terrible confusion, the terrible discontent that has arisen among God's people. They stand aloof and say, I don't know what to do. Well, I'm telling you what God wants you to do. Withdraw yourself and find you a place where the preacher preaches holiness, lives holiness, and where the congregation receives that message to live a holy life and fear the Lord. Jeremiah 6, what have we done? The people say to the Lord, none repent, saying, what have we done? And they all rush as a horse into the battle to perish like a fool. May God give you ears to hear, to turn you from your heathen ways, to turn you from your lust, to turn you from your idolatry, to turn you from your heathen customs in full repentance that you may return to divine favor. We're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray the Holy Ghost would breathe upon every heart and soul. May God's Spirit grip every heart to turn them, O Lord. Turn them. In Ezekiel, the great prophet, the contemporary of Jeremiah, says in Ezekiel 18:31, turn yourselves, turn ye, saith the Lord God, for wherefore will you die? For I have no pleasure to him that dieth. Therefore turn yourselves and live, saith the Lord. I pray, God, every soul and heart with lust, with a world, with sin in their lives, with full of idolatry, they'll repent and turn back for your divine favor through the mercy of our God. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. And amen. Praise the Lord.